Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the second day of the month of Kislev. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been collectively davening for, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Bitzalo, Ben Chaya Batsheva, Helena Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal, may they and all in need have a refuah shlema. Additionally, please continuously keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily please be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yoni Levin of Kahal Anshe Emes in Cedarhurst, New York, to share words of different chizik. Will be followed by Rabbi Levin fully reciting following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. That will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Levin will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim recall reminder email, subscribe anytime, ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Levin.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for the invitation once again, and it's a pleasure to be back here to all of you and listeners who are taking time out of your busy day and busy schedule to hopefully get some chizik and daven for all those who are in need. So the parsha this week, parsha Vayetze, begins, Vayetze mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Charana. And Yaakov left a city called Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva, the city that's located in Eretz Yisrael. And Vayelech Charan, and he goes to a city called Charan. And we know that Charan was a city in Chutzlarts. It was a city that was outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kedushas Levi, of Levi Yitzhak Mibraditchev, asks the following question. The Pasuk should have said, Vayered Charana. He descended to Charan. He was demoted, he downgraded, he was relegated to a city outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Pesukim all the time tell us that when you go from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, it's called an aliyah. It's an upgrade, it's an elevation. But when you leave, the Pesukim tell us it's a yerida. It's, you're descending, you're downgrading. So why doesn't the Pesukim say Vayered Charan? It says Vayelech Charana. Vayelech Charana sounds like he maintained the same level of Kedusha. How could you have the same level of Kedusha in Chutzlarts as in Eretz Yisrael? So the Berditchever explained as follows. You're right. That's exactly what happened. Yaakov Avinu was so concerned that he was going through this abyss of darkness, this gullus, this exile, leaving the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He was very concerned that it's going to be a downgrade. He was very concerned it's going to affect his Yiddishkeit. It's going to affect how he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he keeps Torah and mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov not to worry. He told him, I'm going to be with you. V'hinei anochi imach, the Pasuk says, I am with you. So much so, Chazal tell us, the Gemara teaches us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted Har HaMoria, also known as Har Abayis. He picked it up and had it join Yaakov in Charan. A miracle took place that the physical mountain of Eretz Yisrael accompanied Yaakov in Chutzlarts when he was outside. And the lesson is that even though when a person goes outside of Eretz Yisrael, even if a person encounters an experience of darkness, of choshech, exile, and gullus, in the end of the day, there's a possibility to maintain the Kedusha. Yes, our final place of resting, our final place of living is going to be Eretz Yisrael. That is our home. And here in Chutz Laretz, is a temporary home that's been way too long. And we're all waiting for the right time for us to take our families to move to Eretz Yisrael. So yes, Chutz Aretz is a Yerida. But Yaakov Avinu teaches us that it doesn't have to be Yerida. While we're here, set up yeshivas, build shuls, have learning, say Tehillim, daven, do chesed, there's a way to make sure leaving Eretz Yisrael is not a Yerida, but it's a Halicha. You can maintain the Kedusha. You could take the Kedusha with you. You could take that Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael. You could take that Kedusha from a shir, from a drasha, from an experience, and take that Kedusha to make sure you could bring Kedusha to every place in this world. All the moments and places of darkness, all the moments and places of gullus, we could in fact bring the Kedusha. There's an amazing Maharsha. The Maharsha is a commentary on the Gemara. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that all the letters of the Aleph Beis, each letter stands for a different word. The letter Kuf stands for Kadosh, for Kedusha, for sanctity. So the Maharsha comments that the letter Kuf, if you were to spell the letter Kuf, it would be spelled Kuf, Vav, Pe. The Gematria, the numerical value of Kuf, Vav, Pe, which is Kuf is 100, Vav is 6, Pe is 80, it's 186. That's Kuf. The Maharsha points out that the Gematria, the numerical value of Makom, is also 186. Maharsha is telling us that every Makom, every place in this world, one can find the Kuf, one can find the Kedusha. On the level of Yaakov Avinu, as a tzaddik as he was, it perhaps was easier for him to maintain the Kedusha even in Chutz Aretz, but it's empowering and inspiring to us that we could also, every makom we go to, there's Kedusha. Every state you're in, every country that you're in, there's Kedusha to be found. Sometimes it's easier to find, sometimes it's more obvious and potent and tangible, and other times not. But we're being taught here by Yaakov Avinu, even while we stay in Chutz Aretz, the Kedusha could still be found. Now, it should only be temporary. We're only here on a temporary basis. This is not our final dwelling place. But once we're here, we should look for the Kedusha. We should look into this parsha of Yaakov Avinu when he left, when he went to Chutz Aretz, and he found the Kedusha. Vayifka b'makom, it says. He encountered the place. What was that place? He was in Haran. He was outside Eretz Yisrael. But in the end of the day, he was able to find the Kedusha, even when a person is stuck in the gullus. So may we all be zelcha to find the Kedusha in every place, every moment, in every person, and we should be zelcha through finding the Kedusha in Chutz Aretz, we should be zelcha to find the everlasting Kedusha that we're so waiting for in Eretz Yisrael with the B'yas Gal Tzedek, in Heir of Yameinu, Amen, the Amen. Let me now recite the Tehillim and Mishaberach. Lamasech mizmor David, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara yifagev toshem el Yaakov, Yishlach ezrocham nikodesh umitzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchasecha volascha v'yidash nesela, Yitein lecha chilvavecha v'cholatza tzayim alei, Niranen abishu asecha v'shem eloheinu nidgol, Yimelei Adonai kol mishalotecha, Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicha yaneu b'shmei kodesho b'gros yesho yimino, Hey, love Rafa Vela Vasus and Vanakum Shema Adonai Elohino Nazir. Hey, Makarabuna Follow Vanakum Kamu Benisada Adonai Shia Melchiane, Nuvium Karenu. His brother David Adonai Rory Lexar. But as Deshri Arbitan Ame Benuchatina Haleni, Nashani Shovari and Haini Vimagwe Tedic Levan Shemai, Gamki Elech the Gates Almavis Lo Ira Rakiata Imadi Shift the Home Shantejo Hema Inachamuni. Tarok lefanai shulchan neged tzorai, yishanta v'shem en roshi kosir v'yab, ach tov v'chesir yedifuni hoi mechaya v'shabdik v'yis Adonai lor chemim. Shir l'malo, sesoi nai el he'arim me'ayin yavazri, ezim yim Adonai yoyisre shemayim v'aret, ay tein amod raglecha yinun shemecha, hinei lo yinun v'yishan shemer Yisrael, Adonai shemecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yarech balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikara yishmarcha nafshecha. Adonai yishmarcha yischa v'yach metav adilam. Shir hamalas nimam akim krasicha adonai. Adonai Shema V'Kali Tiyanos Nefa Kashivos L'Kol Tachnunoi Im Avanos V'Tishmor Yo Adonai Miyamod Din Chas L'Chol Leman Tivarei Kivitzi Adonai Kivetzo Nafshi V'Lid Baruch Alti Nafshi L'Adonai Mishem L'Boker Shem L'Boker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Yachesed Rabbi Mephidus Hu Yisrael Yisrael Mikol Avonasov Maskil Lidavid Vyosam Amarasvila Kali El Adonai Ezak Kali El Adonai Ezkanan Eshbok Lepanav Sichi Tarti Lepanav Agid Vizate Palai Duchi Vata Yedati Nisi Vati Barach Du Alech Tamu Pachli Abed Yamin Ure Vein Li Makir Ovad Marosi Meni Ein Dosh Lenafshi Zakti Elecha Adonai Omarti Ata Machli Chelki Beret Achayim Akshiva El Rinati Kidelo Sibo Nitatze Nimirat Vahiyam Tumi Meni Hotia mi maskir nafshi lodos es shemecha bi achti o sadikim ki simol alayim. Achenu kol beit Yisrael hanesinim batara uvashivya ha'im dim bein bayom ubein bayabosha. Amokim yirachim aleim v'yotim v'nisar levacha u'me'afela l'orab u'mishibur l'gula hashabag l'abzman kariv v'vinamar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. Mishabeach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov hu yivarech es hachayilei tzvahagon al Yisrael v'anshei tzochos ha'bitachon ha'omdim al mishmar teinu v'arei eloheinu migvul ha'levonu v'ad midbar mitzrayim v'min hayam ha'gadol ad levo ha'rava v'chol makom shem ha'yabar shabav yivayom Yitain Adonai Eslevenu HaKomim Aleinu Nigafim Lefneim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Yatzil Es Chayilinu Mikol Tar V'Tzuko Mikol Nega V'Machala V'Yishlach Baruch Hu V'Atzlach Hu B'Chol Ma'asa Yedayim Yadber Asuneinu V'Dachtem V'Yatzim V'Chesa Yishua V'Ateres Nitzachom V'Yikuyam Behem Yishua V'Ateres Nitzachom V'Yikuyam Behem HaKalsu V'Ki Adonai Aleichem Aleichem Imochem V'Lachem Lachem Emoidechem L'Yoshiyatchem V'Namar Amen. Mishaber Chavotena Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech Vishmor Vintaras Nedre Tahagon Elisa Ushriyava Betkol Achena Anisun Letzara Vishivyav Babur Shekol Akol Akadosh Azer Mispal Babur Amna Akadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleim Vyotziem Vichoshech Vitalmavet Umosesem Yinatek Umitzukosem Yoshiem Vishivem Yoshivem Yehilechek Mishpechosem Yodil Adonai Chasdo Vnifla Yisrael Neodam Vikuyam Bahem Nikrak Shakasa Vudi Adana Yishuvan and Ravatiam Vina, the Simchatalam Al Rosham Vatam Simho Yasigu, but not to Yogan Vanachov in Amar Amen. Mishabea Chavotena Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe of Aaron Dovid Shlomo, who you Baruch Repe, as Acholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Olav Lachimol L'Rapotel L'Achizita L'Achiyotel V'Yishlach L'Meheira Refuah Shlema Min Hashemayim L'Ramachay Barav Shifa Gidav B'Tzach Sharchal Yisrael Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Tagov HaShabar Galav Zman Kariv V'Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Levin. Beautiful word. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God in Yiras Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.